Maisusheni, Perigimel Mishnevav. Perish Enigmara Malachton. Perish that the Malachton was finished Lagabi the Gurin that they're now Chayv in Maisus. Like that they were put into a basket or a heap or whatever we had in the beginning of Maisus, depending on each fruit. The Avru Besoich Yerushalayim. So this guy was passing through Yerushalayim, going back home, let's say somewhere else in Eretz Yisrael. So this Tana the Rav holds that even though normally Maisus Sheni is not taken off first. First, we have to take off Chumas and Maisus, and then only then we take off Maisus Shemi. But this Tana, we're going to see that he's going to bring both Beishame and Beis Hillel, but this Tana holds that according to both Beishame and Beis Hillel, they agree that a Matana Shalo Hurmu Kemisha Hurmu Damian, meaning that we look at these fruits as if the Chumas and Maisus were already taken off, and almost as if Maisus Shemi itself was already taken off. So it's not just Tevel. So therefore, since Maisus Sheni passed through Yerushalayim, and we know Maisus Sheni is not allowed to leave Yerushalayim, so therefore, Yachzer Maisus Sheni Shalhen ve'yachol b'Yerushalayim. Now you got to bring it back into Yerushalayim. V'shaloi nigmara malachton. If the gemar malacha did not happen, now the Mishnah is saying, for example, sali anovim legas v'sali te'enim lemuksa, like baskets of grapes for the vat. But if you had a sal of grapes, you have this basket of grapes to eating, that is actually gemar malacha. But if you have it for the vat, that's not enough to be a gemar malacha. So if it's not gemar malacha, so it's for the gas, or visale te'enim lemukta, or if you have a basket of te'enim for the place that they would use to spread out these te'enim, these figs, to dry, and that place that they would spread it out is called a mukta, as we said in the previous Mishnayos. So if it's not a gemar malacha, Beishami or Mim Yachzer Maisus Sheni Shalahem v'Yachol b'Yerushalayim. Beishami says still doesn't matter. We're machmer, and if you pass through Yerushalayim, you have to go back and eat the Maisus Sheni in Yerushalayim. Uveisol Omrim Yipad v'Yachol b'Chol Makom. Beisol says we don't have to treat the fruit that you had as if it was Maisus Sheni that went into Yerushalayim, and you can no longer redeem it onto coins, because that's the din. Once a Maisus Sheni goes into Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it onto coins. That's why Beishame said you have to bring the actual fruits back. But Beis Hillel held that you can redeem it onto coins and then bring the coins back, but the fruits itself can be eaten anywhere. So that's the Tana Kama. We're Matana Shalo Hormur Kimish Hormur Damyan. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishem Rabbi Yosi Loi Nechelku Beisham Veisil Al Perish Al Nigmer Malach. And they did not argue about Paris that did not have the Gemara Malacha. Sheyipadar Maisus Sheni Shalem Veyachah B'chol Makom. So according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, even Beis Shammai holds that if the Paris did not have the Gemar Malacha, for example, let's say you had the Te'enim that were just in a basket, and you brought them into Yerushalayim, through Yerushalayim, we don't look at it as if you took off Maisrus and Maisus Sheni. Therefore, Maisus Sheni never really saw the walls of Yerushalayim, never really encountered inside the walls of Yerushalayim, and therefore, these fruits can be paid outside and eaten in any place. V'alman Nechlik, so what is the Machlik? It's a Paris Nigmar Malachton. If there was already a gemar malacha, for example, grapes in a basket, but now it's to eat, not just to put into a vat. So Beis Shammai says that you have to go bring it back to Yerushalayim and eat it there. Beis Hillel says you can be pardoned and eaten in any place. So either like the Rav says, like we said, the Beis Hillel holds a matanos shelo hurmu is not kemishu hurmu damyan. It's not as if you took off Chumas and Maisus and Maisus Sheni. And therefore, since Maisus Sheni never technically came inside Yerushalayim, once you declare Maisus Sheni outside, you can be Paida. Or even if you hold that it is Kemishu Hormu Damian, the Rav says, we're not Machmer, according to Rav Shimon ben Yehuda's Shita and Beis Hillel, on this din of Klitas Mechitzitz, which is also din Derabbanan. And the Rav says that the Halach is not like Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, rather we hold like the Tana Kama in his interpretation of Beis Hillel. So therefore, only something that didn't have its gemar malacha would you be able to be eaten outside Yerushalayim if you're paid it. Masha Enkin, if it had its gemar malacha, you would not be able to. And the Mishnah ends, V'hadmai nichnas v'yetzi v'nifta. So the Rav learns the demai here is tevel of demai. The tevel of demai, if you'd enter through Yerushalayim and left, you can be paid it outside Yerushalayim. But the deek is, and Reb Kiva Eger makes this deek as well, it's dafka tevel of demai, but Maisus Sheni of demai itself, there you would not be able to take it out. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is even according to the Tanakama, which the Rav said we held like, Tanakama, the way he learns the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, so even according to Beis Hillel, the way the Tanakama learned, and even if it had its Gemar Malacha, like the Mechel Shomo explains, where Beis Hillel would normally be Machmir by Gemar Malacha, as we look in the very Reish of the Mishnah here, if it's Demai, if it's Tevel of Demai, there would be Mekel.